In 1972, East Lansing and Ann Arbor were the first cities in the nation to pass protections for gays and lesbians. In 1974, a lesbian, Kathy Kozinchenko, became the first openly gay elected official in the U.S. when she was elected to the Ann Arbor City Council. But according to the Human Rights Campaign, Michigan still lacks several laws protecting the LGBTQ community, including protections in housing, employment, public accommodations, or education. We wanted more insight into this. Joining us now is Democratic State Representative John Hoadley of Kalamazoo. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Last year, you tried to introduce protections for the LGBTQ community into Elliott Larson. How was that received?
I actually tried to do this now for a couple of sessions since I've been here, and I'm picking up the baton that has been passed on for the last 30 years. Every time we introduce it, the response is similar. We hear the public saying, I thought that was already the law, that you couldn't discriminate against someone for being LGBT. We hear folks in labor and the business community say, we absolutely need to adopt these laws because we need to attract the best talent for Michigan. And then we hear nothing from the Republican-controlled legislature. And unfortunately, that's got to change.
How does not having laws that protect people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender affect Michiganders?
Well, it affects all of us. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. The truth is, if we don't have protections based on who you are, who you love, then what ends up happening is that really core aspects of your life are subject to the whim of your employer or a realtor or your school. And that's not right.
We are speaking with State Representative John Hoadley of Kalamazoo. Some say they shouldn't have to serve a population that their religion may disagree with. What do you say to that?
I think the Supreme Court has been very clear on this, that if you hang your sign out into the public and saying we're a business that serves the public, then you have to serve the entire public. And in fact, with the Masterpiece decision recently, that was yet another one of the core findings of the majority opinion, that we have to make sure that we're doing so in a respectful way, that we have to honor and listen to the sincerely held religious beliefs of folks. But that itself is not an excuse to then exclude someone from the marketplace, to choose to fire them or choose not to hire them just because of who they are may conflict with someone's religious beliefs.
How frustrating is it on a personal level as a gay man to see that these protections have not been put into place?
Personally, it's really frustrating. I bring my partner, Chris, to a lot of the stuff that we do here in the legislature. He's been fairly warmly received. And so it's the frustration is the fact that on a human level, so many of my colleagues are incredibly nice. They are gracious. Then when it comes to politics, though, that we can't put up the vote to make sure that all people are given a fair shot to succeed, that all people are going to be treated fairly and equally. And, it's just frustrating when politics get in the way of that.
That was State Representative John Hoadley of Kalamazoo talking with us about the lack of statewide protections for Michiganders who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.